eyes to Peter. This puzzled the pirates, but all their other feelings were swallowed by a base delight that the enemy were about to come up the trees. They smirked at each other and rubbed their hands. Rapidly and silently, Hook gave his orders, one man to each tree, and the others to arrange themselves in a line 2 yards apart. The more quickly this horror is disposed of, the better. All the boys were plucked from their trees in a ruthless manner, and several of them were in the air at a time, like bales of goods flung from hand to hand. A different treatment was accorded to Wendy, who came last. With ironical politeness, Hook raised his hat to her, and offering her his arm, escorted her to the spot where the others were being gagged. He did it with such an air, he was so frightfully distingué, that she was too fascinated to cry out. She was only a little girl. The boys were tied to prevent their flying away, doubled up with their knees close to their ears, and for this job the black pirate had cut a rope into 9 equal pieces. But how to convey them? Hunched up in their ropes, they may indeed be rolled downhill like barrels, but most of the way lay through a morass. Again, Hook's genius surmounted difficulties. He indicated that Wendy's little house must be used as a conveyance. The children were flung into it. 4 stout pirates raised it on their shoulders. The others fell in behind, and singing the hateful pirate chorus, the strange procession set off through the wood. The first thing Hook did on finding himself alone in the fast-falling night was to tiptoe to one of the larger trees and make sure that it provided him with a passage. Intently he listened for any sound from the nether world, but all was silent below as above. The house under the ground seemed to be but one more empty tenement in the void. Was that boy asleep, or did he stand waiting at the foot of the tree with his dagger in his hand? There was no way of knowing save by going down, and so he did. On the bed lay Peter, fast asleep. Unaware of the tragedy being enacted above, Peter had continued for a little time after the children left to play gaily on his pipes, no doubt rather a forlorn attempt to prove to himself that he did not care. Then he decided not to take his medicine so as to grieve Wendy. Then he lay down on the bed outside the coverlet to vex her still more, for she had always tucked them inside it, because you never know that you may not grow chilly at the turn of the night. Then he nearly cried. But it struck him how indignant she would be if he laughed instead. So he laughed a haughty laugh and fell asleep in the middle of it.